K1037 aims to bring Kahnawake an informative, community-oriented, and diverse talk show. To ensure a wide range of opinions, K1037 reserves the right to screen calls. Guests' opinions are not necessarily those of the radio station or its management. Now, Dede Wataran, all of us are talking on the Party Line Talk Show on K1037.
Good afternoon and welcome to Dede Wataran Party Line Talk Show. I'm your host, Luanne Stacey, and today we're continuing with our candidates for the 2018 MCK elections. And today on the agenda of dropping in will be Timmy Montour, Mike DeLille Jr., and Tanya Perron. So we'll start right away with Timmy Montour. Welcome, Timmy, to the show.
Hi, everybody.
I'm sure most people know you, but just in case, could you just let people know who you are?
Okay. My name is Timmy Montour. My parents are Leonard Montour and my mom's Ida Deer. I'm a father of four children. With the last two, I raised by myself. And that alone, I wanted to talk about because I respect women above all, especially because I was I had to be a mother and a father to my children. So I got to walk in the shoes of use women out there. And let me tell you, it was a hard thing to do. And I struggled, but I did it. So I learned to respect and understand you more. And like, if anybody knows me in this town, I love women. And I was really good to find out that when I learned our culture, and that's what I'm supposed to be doing. Because the women are the life givers and the backbone to everything that we are.
So, Timmy, why are you seeking a position on the council?
Well, for years and years, like I said before, and my candidates night, I changed my life in a way because of these children also and because of the becoming aware of who I'm supposed to be as a Mohawk. I use this as a template for everything. So since then, I've been active in any way, first charity, whatever. And because of, like I said, my respect for women, I always wanted to give back in some way. And because I was training and walking for health and everything else, I decided and I did three breast cancer marathons, 60 kilometers. And that was one of the most favorite things and most best experience I ever had because I knew it was giving to the women. And I raised over $15,000 in the 3 years that I did it, and I'm very proud of that. So as it came to that, I started to notice there's a lot of issues here with just trying to even just organize or get people to help. There's so much bureaucracy and everything, and I was like, this isn't right, you know? So I started becoming involved in politics. Like people, if they don't know or pay attention, I have a big mouth and I'm outspoken, and I stand up for what I believe in. Sometimes it's not always popular, and that's the difference. I'm not afraid because I know I'm doing the right thing. So if there's some repercussions, well, I'll handle it because I'm a big boy, you know? So people have been asking me for years. They say, you care, you do this, you do that. You're always at the political. Usually I'm in opposition to council, but like I specified about the time for change, is that I realize that we can't just blame them for everything. And I started to say, I've been asked to run before and I declined because I said I want to be free. I want to be me. And that's one of the fundamental things of being Mohawk is freedom. I don't want my hands to be tied. So I believed this for years, but I would support and get other people in that I believed would make a difference. I can't say if they did or not. You'd have to ask them yourselves. So I came to the realization that I can only do so much because this is the government at hand, whether we like it or not. And I really had to think about this because I do believe in our cultural ways. And I didn't know if I would be going against that by being in a federal system, which I understand that's what it is. I have no misconception on what I'm getting into because I'm aware of it. But we're still Mohawks that are in there. And we don't have to do anything or everything they want us to do. We can do our own thing. So this is why I changed my mind. And when somebody asked me to run again, I said, sure, I'm ready. You know, I had a lot. I'll tell you one thing about myself. I'm very resilient. I've been through just about anything, everything that this life can offer, good or bad. and I survived it all. So this is why I know I'm destined for something else. And just recently, you know, I almost checked out, but I'm better now. And I'm better, and they put all new parts in me. So I figured I got another 20 years, so let's make it more productive. So now I want to get right into the thick of things. And as I keep telling people, even if I get in there, I'm not going to change. Nobody's going to tell me what I can and can't do, because it's you, the people, are putting me in. Not the other counselors, nor the Canadian government or the administration. You're putting in a human being with feelings and who cares about the community. And that's the only ones I answer to. That's what I was saying. I don't like talking about what I do, because I do it, like I said, for the people. I didn't do it for acclaim or attention. But I have done a lot for those who want to know, like, what can I do politically, or what kind of skills do I have to add? As a person who supports the cigarette industry 100% from the beginning, even to the point where I was incarcerated, fined, or whatever, treated like a criminal for exercising my own inherent right to do so. I was outspoken about that also, and I paid the price and the dues to be able to speak about that. So I became part of the KTA at one time, and we organized. At one point, we were almost there. But these kind of divisions I speak about in this town make the mistrust and everything, and that slowly failed. I left before it was over. I also been on the ABC board, which was also a controversy. Another time we'll talk about that. I was also lucky enough to be able to be a coach for the Steelers Football League. And I was vice president of the league along with President Ron Skye. That was another great experience. So I learned more and more. I've been doing other things. I've been political outside of Ganawagi. I go with some people. I used to go to indigenous summits in Montreal and all over, and I met indigenous people all over the world. And they explained and what their plights were, and I couldn't believe it. So I became an activist, not just here, but everywhere. Ottawa, I've been there, and Montreal. I even got one time I was proud of myself for calling out Jean Charest a coward for not coming to speak to us. Because at one time I was also the chairman of the coalition of to stop the industrial pig farms, which consisted of mayors. And it was all border town and municipalities. It was, at one point, there was 1,000 people together. So I was proud of that. So this is why I'm interested in doing this, because I learned to not just believe everything I hear about council, because I know some of them and I help put them in there. They're not there to hurt anybody, and neither is the people at Longhouse. I know most of them. I respect every Longhouse, everybody, even if they're not perfect with everything they do. That's why I like to stand alone, they say, when I was called the lone wolf one time, because I stand on an issue that nobody else was. But because this is who I am, I stand for what's right, not what's popular. Even, you know, it caused me grief, maybe even work. And when it comes to work, if you know me, I'm self-employed. And I do everything. I know how to do everything. I learn fast. I'm a contractor, a carpenter. I love it. I love it. I create things. Anybody can do a house from a plan. I make my own plans in my head and make it come real. I love renovations, because I take something that people see as nothing, that's wasted time. It's a piece. It's an eyesore. And I make it something beautiful. This is the way I look at things, because in our culture, you're supposed to be positive. I get along with everybody in town. I can honestly say I think I know about just about everybody, even what car they drive, because I ride around town so much. A lot of free time lately. But, you know, everything affects me. Of course, we talked about the drugs on Candidates Night. That's home to me, and I'll do anything I can to help people quit, and I do that on a personal level. I help people out, I bring them to meetings, whatever I can do, not like on a full-time basis, but talk to anybody. Right now, like, I'm already have an open door policy. People can even ask my help for anything in the yard, anything they want. I called people asking me for help with their government papers, court, which that's the point I wanted to make. Even when I made bad choices in my life, I turned it into a positive because I learned all about the law. So I understand the law. I understand how it works, the politics outside. And I would be good for that dealing with the outside because I have a good rapport and I'm easygoing and I make friends. I have a humorous side, which always breaks the ice. And I don't have trouble. I get along with everybody. That's what you need, somebody that's approachable. A lot of people tell me they want to go to council, but they don't want to speak to that guy or this guy because they seem unapproachable. I feel if you go to the council office, you should feel like you're home, not in a government building, because you're supposed to be together. And I think both sides feel that, where the chief also don't communicate enough. So for me, I would be the same way as I am now. Call me. I don't need a secretary. I don't need a press agent. I don't need anybody to speak for me. Just call me, even on my personal phone, and I would do the same thing I'm already doing. And I've been doing. The only difference is I'll be getting paid this time.
Timmy, can you just elaborate a little bit more? Like, what do you feel are some of the key issues right now that need to be dealt with within the community? Top priorities.
For me, top priority is the land issue. And also the housing, for sure. I have a background in housing, and people ask me, what would be my platform? First of all, I don't have a platform. The Mohawk people are my platform, and everything that affects them, I'm interested in. And I'm interested in housing and everything, because I got ideas and everything, and I'm good at this. That's something I can say. I'm good at organizing and coming up with ideas. So the housing, I got a real issue with it, that the money's being used for us to be landlords. When it's sent to help people and are young and people with new families, but instead they're getting credit and they're owing $200,000 before they're 20 years old. That's not what that fund was for. All the housing is to help people, and it seems like there's so many parts I see wrong, and I'm always opposition to council, but it's simple. You can see it, and everybody on the street who I talk to feels the same way, but nothing changes. And, the land issue, I think we shouldn't be fighting over all this stuff, land and the trees over here at the Culture Center, when we have thousands of acres that belong to us because it's a federal reserve. They're the ones who made it. It's a simple and cut. If we went to court, we would win in a minute. I personally met one of the farmers on Highway 30 when they were the extension. And he showed us the lease that was in his family for six generations. And he was willing to help and go to court to testify to this. That's the issues. And there's so many more. But again, the main thing is we can get together on this is everybody starts trusting each other. That's why I'm hoping to be in there. Because if you know me, I'm not dishonest. And I don't lie because I don't answer to anybody but the Creator. So that's what I'm saying. On July 7th, give me a chance, and I hope maybe some other new people, because I hear the same thing, that nothing changes, and you can make the change because it is your right, and I hope you come out and vote and exercise your right, and if you don't, I'll still represent you the same. If you're going to the Longhouse, wherever, or you're just that big, silent, vast majority, I still work for you. Okay? Yahweh Goa.
All right, Timmy, I was just going to ask one question about vision. You have about a minute, so I don't know if you want to talk a little bit about that.
My vision for this town is what I said, I learned who we are, to be in a beautiful place of people working together, love, harmony, peace, respect for each other. If we go back to these cultural ways, which I try to use every day in my life, I'm not perfect, I make mistakes, but we need to start opening up to that. And then these fences, that's what I wanted to say. A lot of my critics, especially my buddy, I won't say her name, she says, I like to jump on both sides of the fence, or flip-flop. I said, no, flip-flopping is called changing your mind when you get to know more of the issue. And I tell her and everybody that my feet are planted on Mohawk ground, both my feet. It's you who choose to put up fences between each other.
Okay, well, good luck in the elections coming up next week, and we'll take a break and we'll be right back.
Thank you.